producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. It's Monday, kicking the week off. Kicking the week off. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, now the chosen lubricant for the NRA World Championships, the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Occasionally. I don't know what, you know, I really don't understand the dynamics sometimes, but occasionally I'll see something pop up in what most people would consider to be the mainstream media when they start asking certain questions. And it sort of feels like you're going back to a simpler time when people were, I don't know, I guess a little less sophisticated. So we're going to play, hey, I'll be as stupid as a liberal too. In this corner, we have Philip Rucker of the Washington Post, deciding to earn his pay. Decided to write something recently, and he asked the most wildly asinine question anybody could have possibly put together. If this isn't apparent already, I don't know. He asked his readers if the Republicans and the Democrats are talking about the same country. And then he proceeded to try to provide evidence that they may not be. Where could that have come from? Now, once again, a disclaimer, if I may. The problem with all of these mainstreams, all of this mainstream stupidity that's out there, is that my biggest fear is this leads to that, you know, WROL-SHTF situation where we have to go to gunplay because of something stupid. Because a bunch of people wake up one day and say, wait a minute. The fact that this question is being posed now, I've got two big questions of Mr. Rucker. Did he just now notice this, or does he think that we just now notice this? That's my question. Did that quit playing? Yeah, it did. I can move that back up. Anyway. So I don't know if they're just now beginning to listen, or they've not been paying attention. Or now, Barack Obama answered this question 5 days before his election, when he was still in the office of the president-elect. when he got out there and said, we're just 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Michelle Obama, his wife, was even a little more forthright. We're going to have to change our conversation. We're going to have to change our traditions, our history. We're going to have to move into a different place as a nation. Not really sure how the clever mainstream pundits missed all of that. See, and here's the thing. The problem with this outward projection of all of this is that there are some people that want the United States to be the unicorn utopia, the place that doesn't really exist. And then there's the rest of us that are, you know, just realists. We want to retain our identity, those of us. We want to return to our identity, possibly, or, you know, to what it used to be. Those that want to transform the nation into something entirely new, of course, that's another faction. So, yes, there are two Americas. And the simple answer to Rucker's question is no. Republicans and Democrats are not currently talking about the same nation, and the paths sought by each have very little in common. The Constitution is, without a doubt, a document that secures the rights of self-governments among the states and the people, and it bestows very minimal authority upon the federal government. Republicans are supposed to be the ones that get pushed for the republic. Yeah. And if the integrity of the fundamental principle of the way that, you know, the document was written is not observed, it ceases to be the republic that our founders created. Thomas Jefferson wrote one time, "I consider the foundation of the Constitution as laid on this ground, that all powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states of the people." To take a single step beyond the boundaries thus specifically drawn around Congress is to take possession of a boundless field of power, no longer susceptible of any definition. We've gone a long way past that single step. Where that single step is miles behind us now. In the past century, the Democrats, and some with the help of some Republicans, have transformed the republic by implying that some observed mandate exists in our Constitution that gives the federal government the right to exert its authority over everything that it sees. Sometimes that's been done by, you know, the passage of an unconstitutional law by Congress, and then protected by judicial activism that was either coerced, Roosevelt's court-packing scheme, or the wildly imprudent judgments that disregard constitutional restriction on the federal government's power, like upholding the individual mandate, John Roberts. Other times it's been achieved by a simple judicial edict meant to function as a law, despite the clear fact that Congress gives no such right to the judiciary. They forgot about that. Nobody's reminded them. Think Roe v. Wade. Perhaps the most insidious thing, if one circumvention of the Constitution can be deemed more insidious than the other, this has been achieved by an arbitrary creation of unelected politburos. And what I'm talking about here is, think the Department of Education, of Transportation, of Labor, the EPA. Think about the Department of Homeland Security. Think about all of those things. Think of the ATF. All are examples of such politburos which exact authority upon the states and the people at the behest of the executive branch, despite no allowance for any, you know, there's no authority there in the Constitution for that to happen. This is nothing short. We've been watching in a slow unwinding of a revolution against the republic principle. We've been witness to it. Those of us that are alive today have witnessed it. And, you know, the conflict is there. The conflict is there. And here's the problem. This is the big problem. We're never going to meet in the middle. We're never going to meet in the middle. That's the big problem. We are never going to meet there. So, are we going to exist as the two Koreas do? Liberals and conservatives, is that the way we're going to do it? Is this why they want, you know, maybe the liberals, this is sort of indicates why they want to disarm us, because then they could force us all to live under one set of rules, couldn't they? And we would be powerless to stop them, wouldn't we? We'll be right back, and we'll talk about meeting in the middle on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, for the uninitiated, now, to be a Second Amendment advocate means that you have run afoul of political correctness all of the time you have done this, and when somebody comes at you with political correctness, you are immune. Your blood has built up an immunity. Your immune system works quite well. Political correctness does not work with you. In fact, it only motivates you and invigorates you. For the rest of the American public, that is not the case. Now, if you want to figure out whether or not we can get back to being a republic, all you got to do is look at this political correctness wave we've got going through here right now. It is running amok. Public discourse has become politically correct. Nobody wants you to say illegal alien. I say it all day long. Nobody wants you to say it. Nobody wants you to say that, you know, there's no right to gay marriage. Nobody wants you to say it. That's simply the fact, but they don't want you to say it. Nobody wants to say radical Islam. Guns save lives. It's okay for a football team to be called the Redskins. Nobody wants to hear that. In the meantime, while we go and they try to move us to this homogenous, let's not offend anybody anytime kind of thing, which, by the way, is an exercise in futility, because it's very offensive to me to not to be so worried about offending somebody, I got to watch everything I say. It's also being used as a club. It's being used as something to shut down or hurt those who may have an opposing view. Some people have come to accept this. Take, for example, all of the pundits on the conservative side that are out there saying, well, these guys aren't any good. We can't have them. They haven't played the game long enough. They don't kiss our backsides. They don't do any of this stuff. They got to go. Or, you know, for that matter, just be a Second Amendment advocate. I could get out there, or anybody can get out there and make a statement, and if it is picked up, if you're one of the people that they have keyed in on, it will be grossly exaggerated or taken out of context or misinterpreted and or deemed offensive or otherwise unacceptable. As an example, let me explain to you what I'm talking about. If I get out there and say, I believe that the Second Amendment should be the law of the land and everybody should be free to carry a gun if they so desire, I am then told that I advocate for the killing of school children. That's the PC language. Then we have more and more words and phrases that are being declared off limits by the leaders that we don't trust and preferred tool with which the powerful elite manipulate and control public perception, which is the managed news. The managed news is out there all over the place, folks. You can find it right now at Fox News. The next time there's a shooting, they will say the term assault weapon and gun crime. They may say that shootings are occurring at a higher rate without looking at anything, without looking or checking up with anybody. And, you know, when you're reporting the news, having your facts straight is paramount. PC in its many forms has become the preferred tool of the media manipulators and the political sycophants and the gullible ideologues. They've all joined the game with great exuberance. You've had enough of the examples. I don't need to give you any more. If we're honest and paying attention, you can see this anytime. Go to the web, go to the TV, listen to the radio. It doesn't matter. There are words I won't use in public. I find some words completely distasteful, and it's not because I don't think I should be allowed to say them. I'm just not going to say them. I am a son of the South, supposedly, and there's certain words that I will not use in a derogatory fashion about black Americans. I have never used them. Will never use them. Will never use them. This doesn't make me a lover of anything in particular. I just don't want to say it. As an American, I have my right to choose what I will and will not say, and that's one of the things I won't say. By the same token, when people call me names, I don't get very upset about it. That's the problem. That's the problem today. Too many people don't have my opinion. I believe, as an example, okay, I believe in an all-powerful God, and I believe that God will deal with things the way he has said he will deal with them in the Bible. Come, and the other thing I believe is that it's none of my business what everybody does up to that point, because I've got to take care of me. I am focused on me. But I learned to cherish life recently, and therefore, you know, I mean, I was cherishing life before everything happened. Now I've really learned to cherish it, because, you know, when you get out there and say, I'm not afraid of dying, then you actually get there. you may reconsider that. In the meantime, while we're messing about in all of this political correctness minutia, a lot of things aren't getting fixed. A lot of things aren't getting changed. Some of the things that have already been fixed are getting messed up again because of PC. Black Lives Matter. This is PC. This is where they're out there saying, and you can't say all lives matter, not to them, because then they're going to shout you off the stage. And, you know, there is crime happening out there. Go take a look at that video of that 83-year-old Vietnamese man getting clocked by some young black American. A lot of disenfranchised people out there, and they're striking out. And we're in a place now to where we can sit back and say, well, it's a shame that happened, but that doesn't mean the predators shouldn't be dealt with. And that's where we are. The liberals have put a lot of people in the... I mean, all of these people that start to act out, no matter what color they are, when they start acting out, they get in the crosshairs. They get in the crosshairs. I read about some 60-year-old lady the other day shot 2 of 7 knockout game participants because they tried to have her play the knockout game too. And they ran up against somebody that wasn't going to take it. That will begin to happen more and more as time goes on. And then we'll hear more from the Black Lives Matter. Nobody will get out there and say, maybe we should teach our children not to hit innocent people. Because that's not politically correct. Was the Second Amendment written in 1965? We'll find out when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. They're getting ready to get bigger and bigger. Out in out on the left coast, the Los Angeles Times editorial board has lost their mind. They didn't like it to begin with, the 2008 Supreme Court decision in the Heller decision. They were furious that an appellate court recently, they're equally as furious that they've, in what is being dubbed as Heller 3, struck down 4 of the 10 gun laws that it challenged, which is pretty good. That's a pretty good percentage to come away with. Their pure belief and vision is the fantasy version of the Second Amendment. They wrote, this page believes the Supreme Court erred in the initial Heller decision by upending an interpretation of the Second Amendment that had been embraced for half a century, that the amendments reference to a well-regulated militia limits the right to keep and bear arms to organize military units, such as the National Guard. Although that decision is law of the land, so is the government's right to regulate ownership. As the courts continue to define what that means, they should, as the D.C. Circuit sought to do, put public safety ahead of misguided notions of an armed nation. Were the founding fathers alive today, they would be throwing pacifiers at the conniption fit throwing editorial board of the LA Times. They would be laughing and sniggering and probably dabbing their eyes with their powdered wigs because it was so funny to watch them. The notion, their interpretation, they look at something they see well-regulated and militia, and they look at that and read that to mean an organized military organization. Can I use that properly in the same sentence? A military organization. The well-regulated militia refers to the National Guard. That's what they think, which was federalized in 1903 by the Dick Act. So was the unorganized militia at the time, though. So they're historically ignorant. They know certain things, and at the same time, they don't know other things. Founders left behind government documents, personal letters, and speeches, and editorials, clearly proclaiming both what well-regulated meant in the context of militia service and what the militia was. We know this. We have modern U.S. code that recognizes two classes of militia, which at the time, the Times studiously ignored. And they managed to avoid mentioning. So let us start by defining what well-regulated means. One more time. The founders used the phrase well-regulated to denote that militia forces should be skilled with arms of contemporary military utility and relevant military tactics so they can then serve in the defense of a republic against both foreign invaders and the threat of domestic tyrants commanding a national army against the liberty of the citizenry. Think of a militia, if you want to put it in a sporting context, that's where everybody's on the same team and knows the playbook. That's the well-regulated part of it. They continue that while a few of us like to think in these terms, the founders were adamant that the citizens retain not just weapons of contemporary utility, but the ability to use these weapons effectively in defense of the nation for both internal and external threats. Now, in the face of this, the Times would probably get out there and say, but we have F-22 Raptors and drones and EMPs and this and that and the others. And, that's not weapons that you can employ short range. If short range, by the way, would mean just about anywhere. Just about anywhere in these United States. If, if the feds wanted to come down on us, all we need to do is go to the Capitol, and we'll see what they want to pop our way. Because they're not going to go big term. They're not going to go at us big time there. They're going to try to be conventional. Well-regulated militia can therefore apply to individual riflemen who have drilled to be competent with firearms of contemporary military utility, such as many of today's most popular semi-automatic magazine-fed rifles with their standard capacity magazines. As, DK, DeCorzo, he listens all the time. He's got a little group up there in Michigan that I call the AR-15 Pistol Platoon. And they get out there. I don't know how many of them there are. They get out there and they practice together. These guys are modern-day militiamen in their own little way, in their own small unit way. Well-regulated means well-trained and equipped likewise. And that would be accepted to mean AR-15s, AKs, Tavors, various things like that. The militia are the people themselves. It's not just the National Guard and the Ready Reserves. From Tench Cox to Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, George Washington, Ben Franklin, and beyond, the founders uniformly expressed that the right to bear arms was an individual right. It's not a new thing, LA Times editorial board. It wasn't just written. It's been there for a long time. You know this as well as we do. Your fantasy that you try to push out there as reality is quite transparent. And once again, we come back to this whole managed media thing. They believe that this fantasy Second Amendment, and that this has been purely manufactured for us by liberal academics in the past half century, because the real history of the Second Amendment completely guts their argument altogether. The way it is practiced guts their argument altogether. We're not the enemy. We are the defenders of America. Now, whether or not they want to see America defended, of course, is a whole other question to be asked at a later time. And, you know, from certain indicators, I would have to say, no, they don't want to see America defended. They want to see America brought down. And we're the only thing standing in the way. So we get an editorial from something like an L.A. Times editorial board where they, and L.A., you know, L.A. is a big, Los Angeles is a very big population center. These big cities, which their voting bloc will control the state. This is something we have to figure out a way through. Because anywhere that I see one of these big population centers, I see the state start to skew liberally. I see the state start to skew liberally. While they get out there and pay homage and lip service to the Second Amendment, they'll also say, in the name of public safety, we have to do this. As if somehow the public can't be trusted. And we see exactly how that plays out, don't we? We got a stark example of this the other day. In New York, when the Pope, when he was there, they told the NYPD cops, the ones who have been getting assassinated from time to time, targeted, protested against, beat up, fired at, all this other stuff, they told them not to bring their gun when they were off duty. Before long, all police officers will have to be undercover just to try to survive as the fantasy continues to be propagated. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. First movie I ever saw as a real adult was probably The Deer Hunter. And there was this one, there's this one sequence in there that forever made me, you know, crease my brow. And that's the part where the Viet Cong would make the prisoners of war play Russian roulette. And if you remember that scene, it, you know, pretty powerful scene. I was, what, I was 17 years old when I saw it. Now, let me take this whole idea of the gun-free zone, and let's call this, if we can, just for giggles here, let's call this the Russian roulette zone. And superimpose this over any gun-free zone you care to think about. Superimpose this around the Pope for the NYPD and for the regular citizens of New York. Superimpose this around military posts and military recruiting centers. Focus this around a sporting event or certain shopping malls that have the force of law behind them if they ban guns. And you see what I'm saying. This notion that we're being put in a place where we might die as a result of being coerced to be of a, in a certain posture is exactly what happens when you go into a gun-free zone. It's the same as being put into a chair made to play Russian roulette because we're forced to do it. We're forced to do it in a movie theater or in a mall or on a college campus or anywhere else. Now, for those, and you know what? I let's see. In the last two weekends, I've been out and about. I like to carry a camera bag everywhere I go, so I have a camera. I've started packing it as light as I can because a camera bag gets very heavy as you move around. I look around at some people sometimes, and I'm a little envious of them. I'm envious of their ignorance and the bliss they must be in by not thinking they need to carry a gun. Because I can tell they're not carrying a gun, okay? I've been doing this for long enough to be able to tell when somebody is and is not. If I can't tell if somebody's carrying a gun, that's one thing. And then I'm probably thinking, well, they probably are. On the other hand, if I can tell you're not, well, you know, to a certain degree, I admire that because that means you're not dealing with the discomfort of carrying a gun because it's very uncomfortable to carry a gun. Well, it is when you're 54 years old and you're trying to lose weight. Let's put it that way. For some people, it's not very uncomfortable to carry a gun, and I envy them as well. However, I can carry a gun in my car. I can carry a gun in public at large in my state and in the states that recognize my concealed carry permit. And I will go into a certain place. Like, I don't have a need to go into a military recruiting post or onto a military base, for that matter. But if I did go, I have to be disarmed. If I want to go into certain malls, I have to be disarmed. Courthouses. Now, and let me make this perfectly clear. If I go in somewhere and they have an armed capability there to deal with threats, then I just become a number and the odds are in my favor, even if I'm not carrying a gun. Because there are other people there that will deal with this. Some of them will be targeted to begin with, but, you know. The fact is that the gun-free zone doesn't protect anybody from anything, from any sort of evil. Disarming a law-abiding, peaceful person that doesn't have... The only people that are going to heed that edict are going to be the ones that had no intention of breaking the law in the first place. They're looking at another law. I better just go ahead and adhere to it. I'm going to go ahead and let me take my gun off and leave it here in the car. Hope it doesn't get stolen. Those signs and the fact that some people will blindly adhere to them because they're law-abiding, that means that a suicidal mass murderer meets zero resistance and will have, in most cases, a 100% success rate amongst the disarmed and defenseless victims. Even the well-trained with a gun but may not have a gun will fall. Everybody knows this. History proves it since 1950. With one single exception, everything else has been committed in a gun-free zone. Despite the media manipulation that comes along with a mass shooting, and contrary to these politicians who will bluster at you and stick their chest out like some deranged peacock talking about this epidemic of mass violence. Recently, the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service released a report finding that such crimes are increasing only slightly. And if you were to exclude 2012, then the number of these events is declining. And the outlier in 2012, of course, was Sandy Hook. And that all that gives us is a very high body count for that particular year. The other thing, though, is that they completely missed the point here. The point is that such a vicious attack does occur, and that the only one that might have a chance of saving you is you. So, if there was such a thing as a fire-free zone, okay, that would take away both the fire extinguisher and the fire insurance policy that you would need to keep you and your family safe from fire if there was a fire-free zone, and they ran it the same way they do the gun-free zone. They have that zone has a double effect. They embolden criminals to strike where they know resistance will be the weakest because they can see the signs. And on the other hand, they take away a good person's ability to fight. The only way to fight back in the face of an armed fighter, or an armed assailant. That's like putting a lightning rod on your house but not grounding it. It increases the likelihood of a life-threatening emergency and decreases the likelihood of that event ending without a tragedy. You ground those things. How many politicians do you see that push this gun-free zone nonsense that have a sign outside of their house saying, my house is a gun-free zone? Probably because, well, you won't find them, probably because they have guns. Military facilities. We got these guys walking around. They volunteer, guys and ladies, men and women, young people. They put on the uniform, and they are forced to be gun-free. And then somebody like a Muhammad Yusuf Abdullah Aziz murders four of them, and a Navy sailor at a recruiting office, gun-free. 2009 Fort Hood shootings. Islamic jihadists killed 13 people, wounded 32 more while screaming Allahu Akbar. 2013 Washington Navy Yard shootings. Lone gunman shot 15 people, 12 of them fatally. To the 2014 Fort Hood shootings. There you had four more people killed and a dozen more shot. Every one of those crimes was committed at a military facility. And it's a gun-free zone. While we're involved in the war on terror, there should be no gun-free zones for our military. There should be no gun-free zones for me and you. For everybody listening to me right now at Genesis Communications Center, please don't go to the Mall of Americas. Because you've got recruiting camps right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul, amongst your Somalian Islamic jihadis who look at that as a plum. Please don't go. Please don't go there. We're going to flip into hour number two. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.